John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape Number 68, Reel 3. 1 second of this tape has been excised for reasons of national security. The one excision has been indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 68.
Blame it on the see how we can get it out in the event that the UN can't win with it there. I think we just must have answers to those two questions before we commit to putting it in. And frankly, I don't have the answers to them yet. I think this may be our own fault, but in any case, we don't have them. I would hate to see us commit to putting it in until we answer those two questions.
How far away is the, we kind of operate from the sea in Katanga, the air, could we, is that too far?
900 miles. And the reinforcement we checked just briefly this afternoon would have to come from Europe. If we put a squadron on the ground in Katanga with 600 U.S. soldiers around it, and they get in difficulty, and some of them are shot, we will have to reinforce from either Europe or the U.S. by air, and this is going to take a long time, and others are going to be shot while we're reinforcing. So we just have to make some kind of an examination of the risks to U.S. personnel under those circumstances before we make any commitment to put forces in.
Mr. President, it seems to me that today when you are not going to go beyond the following three decisions. One is that we will talk to you about the development that he himself has proposed, short of sending in a U.S. squadron. Secondly, we talk to Spock, because if Spock tells us that he can't take this plan in light of his responsibilities for 15,000 Belgians out there and all sorts of other things, then I think that's an element you would have to have in your mind when you make decisions about what you do approach. And thirdly, we set up immediately a small state defense group to look into all of the ramifications of putting the squadron in, including what kind of supporting depth it ought to have. I mean, we almost certainly could not.
Excision 1. 1 second excised.
Thank you.
Chombe?
Well, actually, this wouldn't be too bad from Chombe's point of view.
The many things that we say that we need from a doula are, in fact, things for Chombe.
Oh, well, how would you communicate? Kelly would talk to a doula, or who would go to send a session for the first time?
Well, I think go to work, might go up to a doula.
Okay, about Chombe.
I think George would either go to Chombe.
That'd be another way to get it this week, I think that's fine. Now, would we say anything to Spock about the fighter squadron?
I think we ought to tell him what we have in mind as a possible next step. So we can get his reaction on this. So he may be able to make use of the fighter squadron points here, UMHK and the British, in order not to cause Tommy to move.
The advantage of the two phases is that you do have the deterrent value of the threat of fighter squadron.
Meanwhile,
I'd work on something.
Meanwhile, the defense department may give us additional budget to have into the fighter squadron.
Does that involve sending somebody up to make an appraisal?
Yes. That would be of both the position of the fighter squadron to reinforce, but also the status of the organization.
Exactly.
See, they would go out as a, supposed to be there, so mission. I mean, or be their cover, or assignment. We got a colonel in Naples now.
I think the cover, Mr. President, could be the arrangements for putting in the first
the Yukon material.
Yeah, the Yukon,
the 10 airplanes and the
30. We may not want to have a particular cover there.
I'm just wondering whether we want to make my cover.
We do, because of the backfire we get here and the generated complexities of a lot of other noises. If we're just talking in vacuo about U.S. talks of air intervention in Congo, I don't think we can
deal with it. Next general out there to take control of the situation.
Isn't the program, the top program, quite enough to send a major general in?
Yeah, well, maybe put it on as a. Now, would his mission also include an examination of how it's possible for the UN to win without Americans?
Yes.
Shares this view.
But to let it go on indefinitely, we're making appraisals. While we're discussing all of the possibilities, I'll have to go back to the farm now and tell him that what I said the day before yesterday isn't so. We don't insist on a unit at this time. We'll have to unwind what we wound up.
Now we can do that.
So no one knows.
We told him on Saturday that we would give him pay, away, but we would go ahead with instructions. The thing that he originally asked for, we agreed to on Saturday.
We agreed to that, and we also
did both.
On Friday, and we also accept the Air Force.
Yeah, so we did both. I mean, this is what we gave the alternative.
He declined the squadron. Accepted the material, but declined the squadron. Now, yesterday, he accepted the squadron if it comes in response to a request from the unit.
Mr. President, I think both of you have that. We've not talked to Lieutenant again then until we talk to Spock.
Well, I'm committed to talk to Lieutenant tonight. And I think I should. I can tell him that we have run into various...
Can't you tell me we're consulting other governments?
Pardon me?
Can't you tell me we're consulting other governments? I must be a bit reluctant to put this to the British as a fait accompli. We're handing them quite a few fait accompli these days.
Wouldn't you not understand that we had to talk with the Belgians and that we had to make this military appraisal? The thing that will be impressive with the British is our determination that we intend to see it through and that it will work. At least that's our conviction.
Wouldn't Tom understand that we had to talk with the Belgians and the British and had to make this military appraisal? We didn't want to do this. We were checking with him. It seemed like you're all right.
So I wish we just hadn't pressed him so hard the other day to accept even more.
But we had to do that before we could get to this next stage. He thought we were going to do that. He felt worse about it if we... Find to go through with what the fighting
send?
Of course, I think if I could say that to him, that this isn't any backtracking from our firm determination to see this thing through.
I would hope he would send the squadron out before the fighting started in order to lessen the chance of the fight.
That's all the better.
So that I would think that what we do is send the equipment now. If there's any feasibility, if this fellow comes back and puts a lot on him, that there's feasibility to the position of the UN there, or that a squadron can make quite a difference psychologically, then I think we ought to go ahead with the squadron. I would see us going ahead of the squadron before the fighting ever began, for the as much of a veto over the UN operation as possible. Then if the squadron and this aid do not cow Chalmé, and it was our cold judgment that there's going to be a guerrilla war which the UN cannot successfully bring to a conclusion, then I would think that we ought to think about how we get out of it without the fighting. If we saw the fighting was going to be a failure. But I think we ought to go another right up to the brink, but still hold the judgment as to whether we should begin the kind of military action which we think might bring failure. But that would not foreclose us from sending a squadron. In other words, the squadron would go out as part of the effort to get Chalmé to accept something without a fight. On the fighting itself, I think we'd have to wait on what our military prospects look like. I don't think we're in disagreement. In other words, I don't think you would favor, or any of us would favor, the UN beginning its fighting in a position where its chance of success was...
No, that's why this whole plan is generated.
So therefore, I would think we ought to send the squadron out as a method of bringing heat on him out before any fighting starts. Then if we decide that even with that squadron we can't be successful, because control of the air won't be sufficient, then we ought to be able to have sufficient much of a veto. The UN will agree with our judgment that they haven't got the military power there to really do the job. The chance of guerrilla action and bringing an inconclusive result that we don't want to be connected with.
Well, then you disagree with paragraph B on the first page of this little memo, and go back to where we were this morning, which was to offer an exchange for this response to this request from the Dua, not only the material that he required, but also the squadron.
Now, at this point, I would say that what we ought to do is offer the material, tell him we're getting in touch with Spock on the squadron, we're sending out a military man out there to look at the feasibility of the squadron, and we will be back in touch with him after we've contacted Spock on whether on the question of the squadron.
Also, whether we can get certain commitments out of
Dula. And every commitments out of Dula that will give us some hope of political success, because then we would consider the squadron, and this is rather in line with what he is. Yes, it seems to me to Holland Cleveland.
But Mr. President, do I understand that when we talk to Mr. Dula and Mr. Chalmé about their commitments, are we going to be able to talk about the squadron? Because if we can't talk about the squadron when we talk to them, we're not going to get to
yes, if we could get, if, I think that the first step is Mr. Spock, isn't it? Then if Spock is agreeable to the possibility of the squadron, then we go to a Dula. If he agrees to that, then it's my understanding that he would then request us to send the squadron, and we would agree to send the squadron, with the understanding is we're not committed to use the squadron in any UN military operation that we have vetoed.
What happens if Spock totally disagrees?
Well, that's...
It'll be hard to go ahead under these circumstances.
Well, it would be if he's against us, the British against us, and he's got these Belgians out there. I don't see how the UN can...
I think what you have to think of is the penalty of failure here, which is just terrific all over this whole area. And second, we get ourselves too closely hooked with the Belgians and the British, who are the colonial powers, in defense of Union Minière, which will be brought in by every Marxist propagandist in the world, is a classic Marxist situation. You're going to really get an awful lot of pressure here. People who say we sold out to a corporation which controlled the Belgian government. Now, we can laugh at that and say it's ridiculous, but this is what's going to be said by the voice of Moscow.
Well, in any case, it seems to me what we're now talking about, I don't think we decide much more than what we've done today, is that we are doing what he asked us in the secondary material, if you call it that, that we are going ahead with Spock, that we are sending the military mission, that we're getting prepared to send the Spock, to be in touch with it. If Spock refuses, then we'll have to just decide whether we should go ahead even with that refusal and what kind of refusal he gives us or what his suggestion would be. I think quite obviously we ought to say to Spock in order to, you know, we can't put too much heat on him because the problem really isn't him.
Sure.
The Union in the air. I think we ought to talk to McMillan about the squadron probably and to Spock so that they get the idea that we really are serious because they have the best communication in the Union in the air. And I wouldn't think it seems to me we ought to say to your friend we're doing more or less what he has suggested.
Thank you.
conditions for the squadron going out that there was no progress economically. This puts the lever in Fox's hands with Union Minier.
Is that one of your plans, that if the payments begin and the whole squadron enterprise doesn't occur?
Yes, if Shelby initiate fighting, or if there's no further progress under the reintegration plan.
How much time are you going to give for this payment thing to begin?
Now, if anybody's thought this through, we've been discussing a matter of 2 weeks the other day.
Of course, there is an assumption here that you've never discussed very much, but that is even if the payments plan went through, that
oh, I don't think we have to.
Reintegration of the time, but
yes,
there's something got to be one aspect of it on which you want to confirm it.
It's the whole thing. But if Dula would accept what we asked him to accept, and Charlie, you would have accomplished the integration plan. These steps really embrace all of the integration plan. So it's not just the payments plan, but it's the rest of it that you'd have to tell us.
Well, I'm really talking about a situation in which the payments plan may begin really quite soon. Really. It seems to me that then very aggressive steps of the sort of interventionist character of a funny look, part of the calendar I haven't understood.
Of course, the payment plan is very unlikely to be all that definite.
What
will happen is there will be an agreement in principle, then there may be a month of negotiation about what this agreement means with nothing changing.
True, but even after an agreement in principle, you'll then be moving to a more belligerent act in a framework of apparent success, and I think that looks very clear.
Conversation with Spock, right? He'll give a great emphasis to the payments plan.
The point is, in our consultation with Spock, we are going to mention the situation that we're going to send the squadron. We have to play the squadron for whatever political use it's got, so Spock has to deal so he can save the Union and the air people. We can't just leave Americans really going to go in now. Spock ought to feel that, I ought to say it to McMillan, so that we get the maximum usefulness out of it, so we may not have to send it. But I think we ought to say that is the direction we're moving. I think we ought to be all right with the youth and governor.
Well, I'm a little perplexed here, if I may say so, as to what this decision is. Whether it's a decision to offer this squadron as a threat to Chambly, and then if the threat doesn't work, to reconsider the whole thing, or whether it's a decision to follow through to conclude the UN mission in the Congo, even if it involves fighting. I don't see how the military appraisal can even be made conclusively if we don't know ourselves how far we're prepared to go to back up the...
Because I understand the only thing that anybody's suggesting that we do that we are not finally committing ourselves to today is the squadron. Now, even what we want to try to get from this Major General is some opinion that even with the squadron can the fighting be successful. We're not, if somebody said with the squadron, we got a good chance of having the fighting successful, and that this would be obvious, well, then I think we ought to go ahead with the squadron. The only thing we're waiting on in the squadron is some words. I don't think we can send the squadron. We've made up our mind to do it today. Do we talk to Abdullah? And do we talk to Spock? So we're not losing any time. We are going ahead with the first part. We're saying, I think we're all quite clear that we're ready to use the squadron if it has a political or military. It has substantial political importance or decisive military significance. We're ready to use it. I think this is about where we ought to be.
Well, then the military appraisal would be based on the assumption that they will have at their command all of these additional aircraft that are coming from other countries and the additional troops and the U.S. materiel that's been requested, including the airplanes, not the squadron, but the airplanes requested.
Right, and then I think he would take in the
and then on the further assumption that the squadron will be forthcoming.
Right.
Now, if his response to that is affirmative, then we stand a good chance of concluding the matter either with or without fighting. I think that's the next one. If we can say that now that having made this appraisal, if the response is affirmative, then we're prepared to put in the squadron, put in the material, and proceed to a finish.
When we talk about success, are we talking about success in the immediate military plans, which are scheduled now for January, or just the overall success down the road of pacification and reunification?
I think the appraisal ought to be in terms of both.
Well, I just made a general answer to the second part. Yes, I think it will be at conversion.
I think the second's too uncertain.
Is there no possibility of introducing the squadron under the UN umbrella? The reaction in Africa, if we
do it unilaterally in response to a Dula's request.
It will be a Dula asking us to help the UN. But we go in and operate as a U.S. force, not as a U.N. force.
Well, under this same arrangement you have with respect to the
Chinese. I thought it was understood to be quite a different arrangement.
No, same arrangement.
The force is going in as a United States force that the Dula is asking to come in because of the difficulties that he and the UN are facing there. Keeping it under UN control, under U.S. control, not under UN control. It is associated with the general UN commitment to the Congo.
In support of the UN carrying out the plan of
but not under UN operational control.
Mr. President, if we get a negative military appraisal which says the situation's bad, the UN doesn't have much capability, the fighter squadron will not make a great deal of difference, and the fighting will be very inconclusive with it, are we then in the position of saying we're going to...
You make a judgment of what Spock says, what Abdullah says, and whether politically, even given that, this might have sufficient leverage on Chambi for us to take the risk of putting it in.
But I think that's one of the things...
We still would veto the use of force if it's going to be unsuccessful. So
I think that's one of the questions Toussaint may well ask Governor Stevenson. What's the United States prepared to do if this military appraisal isn't fair?
I don't think we ought to build it as military. I don't know what the conversation has to be, but based on... I think all we ought to be able to say tonight is we've gone ahead and we've agreed to the kind of assistance that you have asked. As you suggested, we are deferring the fighter squadron. Meanwhile, we talked to Mr. Spock, we talked to Mr. Radula. When after those conversations are over, we'll be back in touch with you as to whether you and we think it's a good idea to send the fighter squadron in. I would not play up our military mission, because that then would be the whole UN will be waiting for the return of this military mission. So I think that ought to be really our business. The fighter squadron waits really on Spock and Adula. Meanwhile, we'll give him exactly what he asked for. The fact of the matter is we're doing what he asked us to do.
Mr. President, would it be better to have our military appraisal before we talk to the Dula about the squadron? Because we later
come out that the military appraisal would be decent. We'll take at least 2 days.
Well, I think there's a timing problem, Mr. President, and you see, we ought not to talk too much about this squadron to people who now are just straining at the leash to try to settle this thing by military means, because otherwise they won't do anything else. They'll just crush us out everything else and wait until we get the squadron there and start shooting and call on us from additional military means.
What we're doing is giving you what he asked for and wanted, even on Saturday. On the squadron, which is really a private matter, really, he hasn't discussed this with his staff, has he? So I think it seems to me that on the squadron, that say that based on your conversation with him, so it appears to be really his position, but not ours. We are holding our judgment on that. We're going to be talking to Spock, we're going to be talking to Adula, we'll be back in touch with him as soon as we get some idea of where everything's going. Meanwhile, we'll go ahead with what he wanted us to do. It seems to me, based on what Holland said, that's pretty much what he wanted us to do directly today. Now, I think what you're concerned about is what are we committing ourselves to in January. The degree of our commitment, I think we ought to try to keep it until we get the general back as to whether there can be a successful military operation in January. If there can, we'll send the fighters. If politically it will be useful to do what we ought to do. I don't think we're far apart on it.
I think there's just one thing in what you said. I don't. You shouldn't have the impression that Toussaint rejected the squadron. When the squadron was first presented to him, it was that he was to request the squadron, and he was to the UN. When we converted it into a request from Abdullah, then he was enthusiastic for it. So he's now very, very eager to get the squadron. He's confident that Adula will ask for it. And what we're asking in effect now is that we defer the decision on complying with this proposal, which was ours, until we've made the military appraisal. I think that's a reasonable position. I think he'll be disappointed about the time lag. He will also be very disappointed about any uncertainty as to our determination to see it through. If, for example, the military appraisal of the situation one, but two squadrons, would we do that? Or are these decisions that we should defer until the first report from the military has been made? I suspect it's that. Now, to summarize, I'd like very much
say there's been no alteration in our firm determination to see this through. However, we are not confident that we have an adequate military appraisal of the prospects for success. Until we can make that appraisal, we'll have to defer committing the squadron. Meanwhile, you can count on the material.
Well, I'm just chasing it on the paper. Whatever you somewhat different move than that report by Best. You said you've done some homework, you were more impressed than he was ready at the proper time along with a procedural code which amounted to a backhand acceptance of the ideas. Whether we ought to tie the squadron completely on our military survey, whether that leaks around, whether that is the best way to put the squadron, or to say that we want to talk to Vadula and to Spock, and then we'll be back to him. This is going to be only be Spock's consultation, only be a 48-hour one, and we'll be back to him. We're going to be talking to Spock about the squadron. We're talking to Vadula. So we can tell him we're sending a military man out to look over the airfield and see what our situation would be. The final decision will not be made by me until I've talked to him. And I think in the meanwhile, we're giving this other material. I think we could keep it at that for at least 3 days till we see what Spock says.
Mr. President, going back to the Secretary's point that if you told him to do what he was going to get the squadron, he wouldn't take any other steps. And we shouldn't talk with Vadula until we're clear we're going to give the squadron on the assumption he will do certain things and there is no progress to
the agreement. That's first Spock, and we see how firm Spock's reaction is. Then we go to Vadula, we're still on the squadron, and we get Vadula agree to these steps plus the squadron, and then come back and talk to the Secretary.
George's point is a little bit different, that we shouldn't dangle a squadron if we're going to want not to give it.
That's right.
We've had a projection of strength.
Mr. President, I know that they've said this a couple of times before. So
wait a second, let's get
it. Mr. President, I suggest there are only two things, it seems to me, three things we need to really decide tonight. One is to send a military mission. We ought to do this under any circumstances. We must know if we're going to send the squadron how to protect it. And we ought to have a better appraisal than we have of the UN military chances, so we should certainly agree on that. Secondly, we should agree to talk to Spock without stating we're going to send the squadron and hear what Spock's views are. Third, no,
would you say Spock? Sure, that is a possibility.
That's a possibility, but without stating it as a certainty and hear what views Spock has on it as a possibility. Thirdly, do as you suggest and say to you thought we're going to follow his recommendation. And whether we send a squadron or not depends on talks with Spock.
I would suggest one further thing, Bob. I think the problem of Adula's morale is important. It does seem to me that we can give some charge to that by having the military man go from us to talk to Adula and be from the president.
All right, we can either do that at the fourth. But this doesn't commit us one way or another on the squadron.
Not that, but it does. And we can give Adula a direct channel to the president with a show of force to it, which is not a bad noise.
Gets Spock's reaction before deciding on
this. Well, I think the problem, the reason we're hung up here is because let's remove Spock from there. If we didn't have, would we, in order to do this, we're not going to get the kind of military judgment on the UN potential, at least for 2 weeks, to do a good job. Adula can't last that long. Adula needs the squadron to this the view in order to last 2 weeks and certainly to accept these political things. Then the question would be, are we? Can make a judgment about the squadron, certainly.
In a short time.
We can make a judgment about how we can afford it.
Yes.
I think then we ought to be prepared if our reaction from Spock is not so negative that throws no shadow everything, then we ought to be prepared to send the squadron.
Of course, we're sending it
to survive.
Or saying that if Shambe insisted on fighting or failed to cooperate in prompt integration,
well, then we're changing this now. I'm basing it only on the argument that I said, this is your view too, that he might not lie.
It's a question of if you made the commitment to him, that if there were no progress or Shambe starts fighting, whether this would have as good an effect or enough effect as actually sending it.
If, Mr. President, you were to see according to this paper and say now that on his request, we will send to the United Nations the material that's been requested, and that we will also announce and say to Adula that we will stand by to provide other assistance in the form of air support without indicating how much or when. I think perhaps this would help to at least fortify Adula's position in Leopoldville, short of committing ourselves to the squadron or how much. If we can say that much now, and then proceed concurrently with the military appraisal of the situation to find out if that'll do it.
January anyway, if our military man just says the situation is hopeless, but we still would play the
may get word back from Spock that he may ask us to wait a week on the air squadron, or that the air squadron be a disaster, or okay, but he sits still for the air squadron, and then I think we then proceed on to Adula, understanding that we, the government policy, to send the air squadron if our military man thinks it should be protected as a political step. I agree it's very hazardous, but so is the alternative.
Would that be done, sir, right after the clearance of Spock?
Yeah.
Notice to Adula?
Yeah. Somebody out, George is going to Trombe, and Menon or somebody else is going down to see
you. Accept Adula. Taylor's notion of clearing the mission and giving it
to the hospital. I hope cooperation not clearing.
I'm afraid this is going to get around pretty quick that we're contemplating putting an air in there once all this talking takes place, especially with the Congolese government. But maybe that's all right. I think that's one of the hazards we have to this.
We won't. We're going to hold up on it as far as. And again, too, we've got the Spock reaction.
Mr. President, any objection to discussion with Spock on the basis of either immediately or if there's no forward progress? Either or.
Yeah,
so he, of course, will be more attracted to it if you give some time for progress under the step.
We've got to give him a sort of an honor to do it in all this trouble. We've got to make the most out of what we are doing short of the squadron. I assume that can be for whatever purposes the Doula will have. So that'll be the first. This ought to be of some help to him right now, if I understand.
There are some other things. If we could send up his own planes as far as Serena, this might help.
Well, I think we leave that.
I believe that with George.
Secretary of State's day anyway. Now, on Cuba, what do we have to decide? If they don't accept that paper that Mr. McCoy said.
Which we don't think they will.
Then the question would be in what way we would change.
Well, if they don't need to draft, if they don't accept a single paper, an agreed statement, then we have to, then we think we should proceed as promptly as we can to get this resolved by filing, by going back to where we were a week or so ago, which is to agree to disagree and file separate statements. We have drafted a separate statement which we were hoping to be able, in order to accelerate the whole procedure, hoping to be able to submit to them if it was appropriate to do so after they have given us their response, which may be tomorrow, to the their message to Moscow about the single paper. We would like to have some discussion that we can defer that, I think, as to possible alterations in this paper to accommodate them part way. I think the paper is in satisfactory shape, but it's the same. It's a rehash of the old paper, largely, with a few minor changes in it, with some suggested further changes. But it's not far off from it's so close to what we've done before that I think it probably doesn't require any study this afternoon, Mr. President.
I do think
we should be prepared, if we can, to go back to them, maybe tomorrow. Now, if we can't agree on a joint paper, then we, as the United States, feel that we must proceed promptly with two declarations to be filed with the Secretary of State General.